You think we're done? Because we've been here for an hour, and I'm ready to hit the you know, they got some, they've got those cinnamon buns I like. Could we, maybe, I think they have the meatballs that you like. And the Kargsvarga or something, that Linden Slargen berry juice or something. Yeah, do you want to? No, I know. Okay, I know we need a couch. I know. But, honey, we've been here for an hour. I don't even know if the sun is still up. There could have been a nuclear war out there, and we wouldn't know. That's the way these places are designed. You're supposed to get lost in here for hours and not even know. But I know. I know. I'm just... Look, it's either this couch or that couch. And I don't care. I don't care. The Best of Beginning, the one, or the Hugen Bedugen one. I don't care. The Best of Beginning would look good, and so would the Harst of Hugen Bedugen. That would look good too. So you decide which one you want, and we'll get it, okay? And we'll take it home, and we'll have a couch. But can we just make a decision, please? Yeah, I know. We've been over it. We've been over the benefits of this one. I'm not going to say that name again. Just the red one. We've been over the benefits of the red one. Yes, it's lower profile and sleeker and modern. But the other one, the Hugen Bogen thing, it looks more comfortable. And it kind of is, I think. It's yellow, but that's fine. So really, just, you want to flip a coin? Okay, well, we're going to have to find some way to decide. So, okay, sit down. I swear the store is closing, I swear. Well, you notice there's like not very many people here. Yeah. Well, these little apartment rooms that they make are pretty cozy. These little setups they do. Like this is pretty cool if you didn't have any belongings. If you owned nothing, these little setups would be great. If you just had pictures of Paris and chickens and, you know, stuff like that. Like this, like that thing up there, whatever that is. If you had a whole bunch of Swedish books on your shelf and a plastic TV, this would be great. But it is kind of quiet in here, so sit down. Sit down. We can just sit here and pretend that we're just sitting at home just... watching TV, just chilling. Yeah, how do you like it? How does it feel on your tush? Is it good? Well, I like this one, but I like the other one too, so it doesn't matter. Okay, well, I have an idea. Yeah, I'm just gonna... No, you stay where you are. I'm just gonna climb on top of you here. Well, because we should test out its, you know, capacity to take some stress. Don't you think? Don't you think? I don't see any cameras in here, do you? Besides, this is dark. Look, they painted everything dark in here. Put your coat around my shoulders. They won't see. They won't be able to prove anything. No. Because I think if I just move my hand down in between your thighs like this. Ooh, I can feel a bulge. Ooh, bulging finding. Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm bulging finding. Oh, you like it when I give your balls a little squeeze? You like that, huh? What if I were to just rub my pussy against your bulge? Kind of rotate my hips, just gyrate, and then maybe arch my back a bit so that my ass kind of... goes up and down, up and down. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've been working on this. I've been working on it in the gym. There's girls on TikTok that show you how to do this. So you don't just bounce on a cock, like you actually kind of, you know, like your knees stay still, but the rest of you just moves like really fluid back and forth, back and forth. Can you just imagine your cock almost being pulled right out of my pussy by my hips moving all the way back and then all the way forward again, swallowing your cock right up. Oh yeah. And then if I start bouncing, yeah, you like that? Oh, can you imagine? Just, oh yeah, feeling my ass just gripping your cock as I move my hips around, circling. You know, they have a great machine at the gym that helps build up your hip flexors, and I know that this is what it's really good for. Oh, yeah. It's all that control. I can feel like a belly dancer just moving my hips and circling my waist. And, yeah. Oh, can you feel that? Oh, I can feel your hard cock. Oh, yeah. Even through my yoga pants, I can feel it. Yeah, let me just part my legs a bit more and oh, that's the spot. Yeah, oh yeah, just let me glide myself along your bulge. Oh, that feels good. Oh, he must be right on top of my clit. Oh yeah, let me move my hips a bit just to get that right spot. Oh, yeah, here I go again. You like that, do you? Moving my hips just to get the right spot. Oh, yeah. Oh, it does make my tits bounce, doesn't it? You like that I wore the low-cut shirt? You like the way my tits bounce? While I get off on you? I could come right here, you know. I could. It's okay, we're not having sex. It's okay, we're closer on. Oh, you like that? Oh, can you feel that friction too? This little dry hump. If I grind my pussy down on your cock, can you feel it? Slide back and forth. Oh, my tits bouncing in your face. Yeah, and what if I just reach my hands forward and grip the back of this couch and brace myself and really circle these hips? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. It's in the right spot. It's just in the right spot, baby. Oh, I can imagine fucking you on this couch. Just riding this cock. Oh, yeah. Holding on for dear life. As I ride this cock and buck on it, bounce. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you want to feel my ass as I bounce up and down? Ooh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, as I move my hips, move my ass up and down, up and down. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Oh, oh, God. Oh, if you flick my nipples, you know I'm going to come. Oh, you bastard. Yeah, you know, I'm gonna come on you. I'm right here in the flatpack store. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Oh, baby. Oh. Oh, your cock was just so hard. I couldn't go anywhere. Every time I kept squirming around on it, I just keep meeting the resistance of your hard cock. Oh, and you do that to my nipples, you know I can't resist. Go right over the edge. You did. You came too. I better get off here now, because I better look at the damage. No, I can't see anything. No, your jeans are thick enough. I'm not going to see anything. Well, now. That was a successful trial of the couch for me. I don't know about you, but I like this one. This, what's it called? The Hoogan Boogan. The Cummin' Yummin'. You think we should get this one? I think we should get this exact one. Oh, that's true. We should maybe try out the